What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to do a look back at 2018, pick up some of our favorite things from the year, what we enjoyed the most. I'm going to be honest, I feel like Marvel had a fantastic year, and a lot of this is going to be Marvel. I'm going to break that down straight away. Looking back at when I was looking at what it was, hard to kind of go into Star Wars because of Solo, but it was good. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't one of the best movies of the year. Maybe because I was at Disney World and watched it, I put it a little bit higher, but it wasn't bad enough that I put it on my worst list and it's not on my best list. Very primarily, it is a Marvel love fest this year. You know, Black Panther, Infinity War, and the Spider-Man video game are probably my three like top picks of the year, really. Marvel was just on fire this year, really, with this lot.
Yeah, and our lists are very similar in terms of that. And I think, you know, rather than like we're doing a separate video for worst, but rather than best and worst of the year, it's almost more like the best and the mediocre. There were very few that really fell into the worst category, but we're focusing on the best right now. And I have to agree, at least on Infinity Wars and Black Panther, both were fantastic. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, that was a Sony film, but you know, I think we'll still count it anyway. That was really, really good. Over on the TV front, I really liked Daredevil season 3. The other ones that came out are more in the mediocre range, but you know, still. Yeah. And I think the only one that I really dropped off the list that you had that I don't have is the Spider-Man PlayStation 4 game. And again, it falls into the mediocre rather than the bad category. And my initial reaction to that game was, this game is fantastic. And then it just broke my spirit with the side quests and the side missions and the collections. And I was just like, I don't care anymore. I haven't even actually finished the main game. But we have been playing the DLC. Yeah. The first DLC was really good. The second DLC was not so much. But ignoring all that, when you have Infinity Wars, Black Panther, and Spider-Verse all in the same year, I'd say it's a pretty darn good year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Marvel fans have had it fantastic. They've had some great movies. Venom was very popular. Not necessarily, again, I wouldn't necessarily want to put it on this list, but they have had just a great year. It's the odd thing of like, almost feels like Ant-Man and the Wasp kind of slides into that same thing. Of like, it was good, but not amazing. And I think there's that thing of Black Panther and Infinity War to me was so, so good that that's kind of, again, it raises the bar. And that's what it's happening each year of, you know, they keep raising it. And that Infinity War, just that ending, it just had the whole movie just brought together and it delivered. And Black Panther delivered on a brand new hero with a new origin that just caught the world on fire. And that's, you don't get that very often with, and you have that happen at least twice a year. That's not very often you get that.
No, this was, well, I mean, last year was really good too. So it is interesting how they just keep managing to raise the bar, as you say. Like, we'll see if they can continue it into 2019. They've got a heck of a lineup of movies coming from them. So it's entirely possible that they will. And again, the one kind of miss spot was Star Wars. And Solo was a solid movie.
Yeah.
But it was too close to Last Jedi. It was kind of a mess because they switched directors halfway through. But I think if it had come out around this time of year, like the other Star Wars did, we'd probably be telling a very different story. I think that with that extra 6 months of polish, they could have really turned that into a great movie. Well, good. Really good.
Right? and I had one on my list that James was like, what? And that's Coco. And then you might be thinking, no, that was last year. For us over that here, it was because they didn't release it in the UK till February over here. So it was an early one. And because it was so late, it was already like 2-3 months gone by. I'd kind of lost the thing of like, I need to go see it at the cinema because it was like, well, I've already missed the buzz. I've already missed that opportunity. So there's like no point now. So I brought it on Blu-ray around June when it came out, and I loved it. I've seen it like 3 times. I love that movie. I love the music. And then my nephew loves it. He dressed up as Manuel for Halloween. I really loved it. It was my favorite Disney movie or Pixar movie of the year was Coco. I know a lot of people will put that, it was a year ago, but that was like June for me. So it kind of, it was one of those weird things of, you know, and it, that being so much, that extra few months. Luckily, that was the only real movie they pushed back. Luckily, they didn't do it with Wreck-It Ralph, but can't put that one on this list. And Incredibles 2, I'm getting it for Christmas on Blu-ray. I didn't bother going and seeing it at the cinema. It just didn't pull me in. And it might be great, but that was it. I mean, really, you had like Incredibles 2 and Wreck-It Ralph were the two big animated ones. And I don't know. They just felt very safe. And then Coco, for me, was heads and tails above it. The music, I was humming it for weeks. Just the character, the artwork. And so, yeah, technically, from the UK point of view, that was a movie this year.
Right. And even if it wasn't a movie here, I think I would put that in the good, not great list. I actually enjoyed Incredibles 2 quite a bit more than Coco. Whether or not you will, I suspect probably not. But for me, Incredibles 2 is above Coco. And I still wouldn't put Incredibles 2 on the great list. You know, it was a very solid movie. It was a good sequel to the first Incredibles. But, you know, when you're up against Infinity Wars and Black Panther and these movies, potentially Mary Poppins next week. Both of those are very good movies, Coco and Incredibles 2. And especially when you line them up against the fact that Disney really didn't release anything this year. I know Wreck-It Ralph is on there, but I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. It hasn't been an incredibly busy year in terms of either movies or, moving over, video games. We haven't had any video games. We had Lego Incredibles 2, which isn't going to show up on this list for either of us. It was a perfectly fine Lego game, but it was a perfectly fine Lego game. I can't even remember what the other game Spider-Man. Was this year. Spider-Man, of course.
Yeah.
Which is on your list, but not mine. Yeah. So, you know, this year there's not an incredible amount to talk about, no pun intended. So, I don't know, next year's going to be a much different story. We've got a lot coming out next year, and not just in the Marvel and Star Wars universes. So,
yeah. I have actually got, there is something else that I wanted to add on that technically is not Disney yet, but it was Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie. I saw that one at the cinema. Really enjoyed that one. That one was a really good kind of caught me off guard. Really enjoyed it. Thought that was a fantastic movie. I think caught everyone off guard. I don't think the people were expecting the reaction that one got. It's gonna be interesting next year when we start adding in Fox movies as proper like Disney run things, and what's that gonna lead into the runoff? But we're gonna have a whole other episode this week where we talk about Fox. But we'd love to know, what were your highlights of 2018? Let us know in the comments below, or get in touch with us. You can find us on all the different social medias. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on all the different podcast services. So make sure you subscribe. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And we shall see you guys in another video.
Later.